My lady begs that you excuse her absence. Her babes are still too young for such a journey, and she was loath to leave them." Bran soon realized it was the steward, not Lady Glover, who truly ruled at Deepwood Knot. The man allowed that he was at present setting aside only a tenth of his harvest. A hedge wizard had told him there would be a bountiful spirit summer before the cold set in, he claimed. Maester Lewin had a number of choice things to say about hedge wizards. Sir Roderick commanded the man to set aside a fifth, and questioned the steward closely about Lord Hornwood's bastard, the boy Laren Snow. In the north, all high-born bastards took the surname Snow. This lad was near 12, and the steward praised his wits and courage.
"Your notion about the bastard may have merit, Bran," Maester Lewin said after. "One day you will be a good lord for Winterfell, I think."
"No, I won't." Bran knew he would never be a lord, no more than he could be a knight.
"Rob's to marry some Frey girl, you told me so yourself, and the Walders say the same. He'll have sons, and they'll be the lords of Winterfell after him, not me."
"It may be so, Bran," Sir Roderick said, "but I was wed 3 times, and my wives gave me daughters. Now only Beth remains to me."